It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. I don't care if it's raining or sun shining or maybe even there's a spit and a little snow. Spring is here, man. We are officially into the spring season now. It happened this past week. And it's time to fire up your grill or your smoker or maybe even a deep fryer. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What are you cooking, man?
Well, I thought a little leg of lamb would be appropriate. And fortunately, my family loves lamb.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
If it's cooked right.
Right. So that's the big key. But, you know, we were wrapping up this thing about GI Barbecue, and I forgot to throw one thing in.
What's that?
That's on May 14th. The Chase Creek Smokehouse is having a big event to help us auction off our last items, the Henry rifles.
Ooh, yeah.
And all these things we have left, some Stormies. We've got Bonefish Grill has donated a bunch of stuff. We've got Chase Creek gift cards. And we've still got other merchants and businesses donating big prizes. So on May 14th, it's the weekend of Blessing of the Bikes.
There we go.
Yeah. Thousands and thousands of bikes roll across US 10 going to that thing and up 37. So the good folks, the Ringlers that own Chase Creek, have offered to their facility for us. So we're going to have barbecue. We're going to have good beer. And he's bringing in like two bands. So we're going to have a fantastic event. I'll tell you right now, you're going to want to bring your tent and just plan on spending the night.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be crazy. So that I'm really looking forward to.
And we'll be kicking that off. We'll be giving you a lot more information about that.
Yep.
But please mark that one down on your calendar to come up there and join us. If you're in the greater
Especially
Grand Rapids area.
Especially if you have a bike.
Right. If you have a bike, you're headed there anyway for the Blessing of the Bikes. It's important. But if you're in the greater Grand Rapids area, it's just a little over an hour up there. It's US 10 right by Reed City. So easy little drive right up 131. And it's, 3 miles off the 131 Reed City exit there.
And if you're in northern Michigan, come down 27 or 131 and just head US 10 straight west and stop before you get to ferry.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit of lamb, because not everybody understands how to cook a piece of lamb. If when I was growing up, my mom, bless her heart, but she had no idea. She thought it was all way too fatty, and it was too strong tasting. And anytime we ever had it, there was a big jar of mint jelly on the table, which is okay, but it's kind of like perfume. You just want a little bit for a taste. You don't want to like slather
up.
She
was probably just afraid of it more than anything.
Exactly.
A lot of these meats and proteins that we bring in that are maybe not something people are used to. And your mom was old enough that back in the day, you know, they had to eat mutton.
Right.
Which is a lamb that's over a year old.
Right.
It becomes a sheep. So it gets a stronger smell, stronger flavor. So she probably had maybe some, you know, depression era memories and
mutton regret,
something like that.
Exactly.
So a leg of lamb is, it's just a beautiful piece of meat. And, I mean, it's even a cool piece of meat to work with. So, you know, really what you're going to want to have, and I'll post this on the website, but you're going to want to unroll it, because when you get it, it's been processed, and it wants to kind of unroll on you, right?
Are you talking boneless then, or does it got a bone in?
A boneless,
okay,
yes.
Okay, right. And so when he means unroll is that they've extracted the bone out of it,
That's
and they've
right.
rolled it back together.
You'll have it like a butterfly.
Right.
So what you want to do is rub it with some lemon, oregano, salt, and pepper, and then you place those garlic cloves around the roast. Drizzle it with olive oil, and what you put on the thing, you normally need about 2 lemons, because you're going to take one of them and you're going to cut it in half, and you're just going to kind of hold it like a, I don't know, like a half a tennis ball,
like
or
a
whatever.
Half a lemon,
yeah. And you're just going to, or hold it like a half a lemon, but you're going to hold it in your palm of your hand and just kind of rub the meat with it and let that lemon juice get in there, and you do that before you put the oil on it,
right?
Okay, so that acid gets in there before you worry about putting any oil on it. And
that acid will act as a tenderizer a little bit. Generally, you don't need a lot of tenderizing on a leg of lamb.
No, you won't.
Because they're good. But that, and it'll impart a nice flavor profile.
So you want your grill at about 350.
Okay.
And you're going to probably, a lot of people don't have multi-burner grills, so you might have to do it like right over the burner. So you're going to put a cake pan or something under it, and then you're going to put this brine that we talk about right in the bottom of that pan, and you're going to, you know, a pizza stone might be enough to deflect the heat off the bottom of that pan, but if you can set your grill up to be an offset so that you have two burners on and two off or something like that, or if you can get your grill to 350 with one out of three burners, then you'd have enough room on the other two.
Because you're not looking to grill it. You're really looking to roast it, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you have a smoker, you can just do it in the smoker, but don't put any flavor wood on it. Just use good charcoal.
Right. But again, you're not looking to do this at the low and slow. You want to create a convection
oven. No, you're going to 350.
Right.
You're going to 350. So you rub your lemon half on it. And then you squeeze the rest of it on it. You take your oregano mix with salt, pepper, and rub that all over the meat. And then you roll it up and tie it with butcher string.
Okay. So you butterfly, it was butterflied open.
Because they deboned
it. You did that on
it.
Both sides.
Yes,
right?
Both sides.
And then you rolled it back up and trussed it with the string.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. And then you're going to put it in a cake pan works pretty good if you've got one that your wife will let you ruin, because you're going to kind of mess it up. Then indirect if you can, but you're still going to need a pan or something to keep your drippings inside of.
Right. Because you want to reserve those for later use, right?
Yeah, you do that thing for about an hour and a half and maybe 2 hours until you get it up to an internal temperature of whatever you're happy with. 135 to 140 is what I'm going to put on the website, but it's whatever your wife is happy with.
Yeah.
Because, and show her the temperature probe on the end, because the thinner end is going to be more well done, just like with anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can use the thick portion a little more rare.
But the important thing is that you don't – this isn't poultry. This is lamb.
Oh, you can eat it raw.
You can eat it raw if you wanted to. I mean, there are cultures that do that.
We do it.
We don't condone that. No, at least I don't.
We do it.
Well, enjoy.
Have you ever had kibbeh?
Right, yeah, right. No, kibbeh is one of those Lebanese dishes that comes from Mo's heritage, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I probably have had it at your house and didn't know what I was eating. But anyway, most people want to get that to 135, 140 degrees. And on the thick end, and then the thinner end is it's going to be obviously a little more well done. But suffice to say, it won't hurt you at all. Fresh, clean, and ready to rock. And then when you get this thing to that temperature, you're going to pull it off and you're going to cover it and let it rest. And you don't need to cover it tight, but just put a little tent of aluminum foil. You know, I love my foil over top of the pan.
And
just
I love
let
tents.
That rest, right? And just let it rest. You know what? You can garnish it with any kind of vegetables, but that juice that was in the bottom of there, you reserve that. You pull it off the side while it's resting. You can make a gravy out of that. You can use it as kind
au jus.
Of an au jus dipping sauce. Whatever
it's going to be
it is.
Wonderful.
Yeah, very rich in flavor.
It is,
because
it'll be a little fatty.
Yeah, but fat's our friend, and fat has a ton of flavor in it, and that's why you don't want it all over it, but you can maybe use it just a little ladle of it on top of your cut. So, Bob, when you get that lamb off and it's rested, how are you going to cut it? It's all rolled up. It's bigger around on one end and it tapers down on the other.
You're going to slice it. You're going to make chops out of it.
Are you going to unroll it?
No.
Right, because by putting that cooking twine
around it. It's not even going to want to unroll.
Right, that's where I was
going. Because you're cooking it bound, so,
yep.
You know, if you've ever been cooked bound, you'd know what that's like.
Right, I'm bound. I've been cooking, but I've never been cooked bound.
Whatever.
Anyway, the point is that you slice it off like you would maybe a piece of prime rib, because it is boneless. And you're going to serve that on a platter, and you drizzle some of that juice that you reserved, and ooh, man.
Because that juice, the other ingredient that you'll find on this recipe, and I will post it, is a cup of chicken broth. So you've got plenty of moisture in there.
Right.
And Rob Russell will tell us about moisture in the next segment.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Rob Russell's coming up next. Cowboy Rob Russell going to bust out some Easter ham. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We will be back.